everybody. Welcome back. We have some special guests today from the House of Burlesque here in Cleveland, Ohio. And we wanted to talk about their upcoming shows, kind of what they have going on, what they do. And we just wanted to welcome all of you. So thank you guys for coming today.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to start by letting you guys introduce yourselves. So go ahead. You can start.
My name is Nashi.
Okay.
This will be my second season with the House of Burlesque.
Alrighty.
My name is Kaylin, one of the directors of House of Burlesque.
My name is Jasmine. I am also a co-director of the House of Burlesque.
My name's Alexis, and this is my first year with House of Burlesque.
Kaylin, I gotta ask, what got you started with the House of Burlesque? I mean, like, what? How did this all, like, kind of come to be?
Yeah, so having the workshop dance and fitness and then getting into some heels dancing, I would say, kind of laid the groundwork for it. And then a beautiful girl, Emily, came to the studio and proposed this burlesque show idea. And it just sounded like every little girl's dream. And so we ran with it. Here we are. A couple years later.
Mm-hmm. So someone just approached you and was like, hey,
yeah,
I want to do this, and this is how it's going to go. That's actually pretty interesting that you actually, that's how you got started.
Yeah, she had went to a couple other studios, at least one other in Cleveland, and they weren't interested. And she had done something similar in Pittsburgh, and she moved to Cleveland for work and wanted to do something like that here.
Is that an interesting thing for you guys? Because it's like some risque dancing. You know what I mean? Like, you guys really get down with it. Is that like something that you guys do? I've seen it go down. I was at Cocky's the other night and I watched some good shit. So is that something for like, even for all of you, I guess we could just go down the line and answer this. Is that something where you thought that, actually, let's ask Nashi. I'm going to just bounce around.
Mm-hmm.
Nashi, is that something for you that like you were like uncomfortable with at first, or were you just like, I'm fucking pumped to do this right now?
I think a little bit of both. I've when I first found out about House of Burlesque, it was the first I've ever heard about it in Cleveland.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I have to do this. Like, I wasn't 100% confident. I've really never danced in heels before. But like, I just knew that like I wanted to be a part of it and I had to be a part of it. So like next auditions, I was like, I'm fucking doing it.
Like, you're like, I'm here for this shit.
And you get more comfortable over time. Like, I think, you know, they can attest that like between season one and season two, like I have just grown a lot, even
so
with
much
confidence. And you get very comfortable on stage.
Right. Yeah, that has got to be kind of weird, right? You get a little, getting on stage, no thanks. I'm good on that one. So was that something also for you with like guys in the crowd that are like you guys ever worry about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? You guys got to get some fucking weirdos, right? Like, you guys got to sometimes,
yeah,
right?
The only ones I'm worried about are my family members because
right,
they come to support.
Yeah.
So I try to tune that out.
Yeah, but I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So how long did you say? I had to ask that. I was wondering about that. I was like thinking about that all day. I was like, I gotta ask this question. Jasmine, how long have you been doing it?
So this would be my fifth season. I've been doing it since the first season.
Okay.
And actually, to kind of go back to your question for Nashi, like when Emily had approached us and asked us about this, and Kaylin had kind of told us about it, I was like, I don't know if it's for me. Like, I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, I don't know. It sounds cool, but it also sounds like really scary. I don't know how comfortable I'd be. So for the first season, I kind of ended up jumping in towards the end of the season, and just did like one or two like smaller, more modest numbers. And then after the show, like, my boyfriend actually was like, I wanted to see more of you up there. Like, that was amazing. And I was like, you know what? That felt amazing. And you're like, you're right. You know, after you kind of watch it, you're like, this is incredible. And you get more and more comfortable as you go. So I've done every season since.
Really?
Yeah.
Alexis, how did you get approached with this?
So I actually saw House of Burlesque on Instagram. Caroline, actually, I danced with her previously, and I saw her videos, and so I started creeping on the House of Burlesque Instagram page, and I was like, oh my God, like, this looks so cool, like, everybody looks so good, like, I want to be a part of that. And so I auditioned this year. This was my first season, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. I was a little bit nervous going into it, not gonna lie. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what if they don't pick me? Like, what if I don't make it? But
okay, so there's tryouts for the situation.
Oh yeah.
So not everybody is good enough to be. I'm trying out next year, dude.
But yeah, so I auditioned, and it was honestly the best decision that I made for myself. This is my first time dancing burlesque and dancing in heels. So I wasn't really sure like how it was gonna go or what to expect. But honestly, like this is like the most supportive group of women, like the biggest cheerleaders, biggest hype women ever. Yeah. So I'm so glad.
So there's like a lot of empowerment between you guys and like just support and stuff like that. Now, are you approaching people, Kaylin, on and getting people like to try out? Or is this something that you're just like, is it kind of more naturally happening?
I think it's more naturally happening. I think we're getting dancers from, like, girls who have already done the project. It's their friends and people that maybe they used to dance with that are learning about it and wanting to audition with it. But, of course, I talk about the project. If I ever see anyone that hasn't done it yet, I'll be like, you should do it.
How many people are trying out that you're saying, like, you're not going
to
make it?
We try to keep that to a minimum, really. We try to... you know, take as many as we possibly can.
Okay. Is there a limit to that? Like, what is the number,
I suppose? There's not an exact number. We try to keep it somewhere around 30.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's a lot.
We ended up with, like, 35 this season, including a good hand of choreographers that are dancing, too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then what about, like, guys? Like, Nashi, are you guys have Bobby, right?
Bobby's in there.
Bobby's in there. I know Bobby.
Bobby's a staple.
Shout out Bobby, baby. Shout out Bobby. Bobby definitely. Bobby's a staple everywhere he goes.
For sure, right.
Hell yeah. What's Bobby like to dance with? We're putting you on the spot right now, bro, and I'm clipping this for sure. What's Bobby like to dance with?
So he's really, Bobby's only dancing with Loudy this season.
Okay, okay.
Because he's booed up.
He's so booed up.
So there's
good.
No,
good for him. He's happy.
So only Lottie knows that answer, what it's like to dance with Bobby.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So what, you guys have a show coming up this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Okay, cool. We're going to get this podcast out pretty much right away. So go down the line or however you guys want to talk about it. Tell me about what we should expect in this show, what you want to tell me about this show. Where it's at, the time, where we can get tickets.
Yeah.
We'll put a link, the whole thing. So okay. Whoever wants, if you want to go for it, whoever.
Is that online?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Get in, Ashi. Where should I start off? I was like, are we each
this Saturday?
Okay.
Yes. This Saturday.
Yeah, go for it.
So, yeah, it is this Saturday. You should be there or be square. That's all I have to say. honestly, it's going to be, this season is probably one of the most epic seasons.
Agreed.
It's just not only, like, has the admin and everyone put in so much work behind the scenes, but everyone has put in a lot of work, and it's based on Coyote Ugly, the movie, so we have our own version that we're doing, and very, like, kind of country-ish, but it's very sexy, very entertaining. I don't think anyone is going to be disappointed at all.
Where is it at?
At Globe Iron.
Yeah. Where is Globe Iron at? Do we have? I'll put the address in there. I'll do like a little
West Bank of the Flats.
Really?
Yeah. It's brand new.
Wait, it is brand new. I just my business partner was just over there.
Our season two was at the Agora, and the Agora team just opened the Globe Iron, and they said it'd be perfect for us. So we kind of just trusted them and booked it before we even saw it finished.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you guys just really dove in. Does everybody here have, like, previous dance experience? And has anyone ever tried out that doesn't have any experience?
We've definitely had dancers try out that didn't have dance experience and do amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's an interesting thing. And do you realize they don't have dance experience right away? Or are they just, like...
You can tell if someone isn't, like... technically trained, but just like has natural rhythm and just that confidence in them.
Okay.
Sometimes those that are technically trained still need help with the confidence part.
Okay.
So we're all like on different, we're all in different, I don't know, parts of our journey.
Stages of our dance
journey. Yeah.
And I would say that's actually like kind of at the heart of this project. So kind of to allude to what she was saying earlier about trying not to cut people, right? It's because, like, at the heart of this project, it's always been about all levels of dancers getting up there and doing it together. And it isn't about necessarily who's the most technically trained or who's, you know, the most professional. It can also be the person who's never done it before and has that natural ability and has that passion and gets an opportunity of a lifetime. So I think that's, like, what's so special about it, because you look at the stage and you're like, wow, she can do it, I can do it. You know, like, she's amazing, and she looks and feels like me, and like I feel like I could get up and do that, even though I might not necessarily have danced before. So it's really special. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I think one of the coolest things that you guys, that I noticed about you guys, especially when I see you guys out and about doing your thing, whether you're dancing, just hanging out, you guys have like an exceptional camaraderie, right? You guys are always like so nice to each other, empowering each other. How important to you guys, we'll go to Alexis with this, how important is that for you just to be like around a group of women that's like abundantly supportive of you and everybody else around you?
Oh, it's so important. I am obsessed with everybody in House of Burlesque. Like, everybody is so nice, so welcoming. It's honestly the most inviting dance community that I've ever been a part of, honestly.
That's huge. That's
awesome. So, yeah, I love being a part of it. I think everybody in the group has helped me gain so much confidence just by being so supportive.
Okay. And how many shows do you guys do every year?
We're averaging about 3.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you guys, that's a lot of shows, though, for that many people. Is it hard to coordinate? Like, hey, we're going to do this here, and, you know, you guys need a big enough stage. And does another question is, does everybody dance? All 30 of you, do you all dance?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody dances. Not everyone acts. We have a lot of acting this show.
Okay.
And it is a lot of work to coordinate it all. That's what the admin team does, me, Jasmine, and we have a girl, Olivia. Some support with Katie this season, and there's a lot that goes into it, but we get better each season. It's kind of the same, we need to do the same things every season, check all the same boxes off. So we're getting more and more organized each season.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for the House of Burlesque to exist?
Biggest challenge for us to exist.
I don't know about exist. I think, you know, as the more you do it, right, season after season after season, you get addicted. But then there's burnout, right? So I think there's a little bit of that. It's not so much, you know, we would cease to exist. But I do think there's sometimes that people are like, okay, I think I need a break. And there's a little bit of that and just kind of managing, right, that excitement to, like, dive in and do as much as you know, I want to do, like, 10 numbers or whatever. And then you find, like, okay, that was way too much on my plate or, you know, whatever it is. So there's a little bit of that where people kind of feel like they need to take a second and step away. But there's always new dancers that come in and are, you know, excited to get going.
Because it's a big time commitment for the dancers. They have full-time jobs, families, husbands, and then they have to come to rehearsal 2-3 times a week.
Yeah. So time management.
You're practicing quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially leading up to the show. Like, this week we're, I don't know, 3 nights plus show night. So if you have a family at home this week, it's like, see you next week.
That does have to be pretty tough. Yeah. Is that something that you guys are going to, what season are we in right now?
5.
I mean, you intend to keep this going for as long as forever, right?
Yes.
I mean,
and we're managing that commitment each season. Like the first season or the second one, I dance in 11 numbers.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
crazy. This season I'm in 4. And we're capping the dancers around like 5, so
we're learning as we go.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
because right, like we said, season 1, Emily showed up and said, "Let's try this," and there wasn't really like a blueprint. It was like, "Let's just go for it."
Well,
and
I think that's the coolest part about this.
Yeah.
Is it started from like, you know, just an idea? Mm-hmm. Hey, let's try this out, and now you guys are like really going after it to make it. You know what I mean? Something amazing for everybody to be able to watch and hang out and see. And I think, and I've heard only great things, obviously. But yeah, that's just fun. So what can we really expect this Saturday? Like, what is the acting part? I don't understand that part.
Yeah. When you come to the show, you sit down and it's a storyline. It's the Coyote Ugly movie, but it's our own twist. Olivia like wrote her own
script.
Olivia wrote her own script. So there's a storyline from, you know, the
inspired by the movie.
Small town girl, big city, trying to get her music off the ground, gets hired at a bar where the bartenders dance, turns into a dancing bartender. Music eventually gets out.
Yeah.
Little love story in there as well.
I like it.
So that whole thing's going on, and then there's dances that kind of tie into it too. And we have some really cool visuals that we recorded at a bar. We've been dropping those on Instagram a bit. So those will be playing in the background while the girls are dancing. And there's a splash zone. There's a 20-foot bar that we're dancing on with poles. And it's going to be
Epic. Awesome.
Yes. Epic.
Yes.
What's been the most challenging show? We'll start with Nashi. What's been the most challenging show for you so far?
Out of the seasons?
Yeah.
Well, definitely probably this one. My first season was a shorter season. It was the Rocky Horror one.
Okay.
Season 3. And that was shorter time. I think it was like 2 months. And we kind of had like a couple numbers. But this one's definitely like the biggest one I've been a part of. And the biggest commitment. But I enjoy it a lot, though. Like, I'm at the studio, I think, like, 4, sometimes 5 days a week.
But... Oh, wow. So you're really getting it.
She's all in.
You're in there getting it.
Her husband's been all in, too, helping us transport this 20-foot bar to and from our rehearsals. We're running a U-Haul, like,
okay, wait a second. So this 20-foot bar is not... okay.
It's not. Yeah. It's in my garage. Oh, in two pieces. My dad built it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And her husband.
And shout out to your husband, too, for helping out. That's it's always good to have some damn support around here. You know what I mean?
You know?
The true challenge, what could actually make us not cease to exist, if we lose the House of Burlesque Men.
Yeah.
You're done for. You guys are done for. Better shout him out right now.
Yeah. We need a prop manager ASAP. If anyone wants a prop manager position, let us know. If you want to haul it.
He's awesome for that. And it's actually really funny because, like, when I started in season one, he like wasn't crazy about it. He was like, "I don't know about you like being like half naked."
See, I was gonna, I was headed down that road, like right after this. Okay, so let's talk about this. Yeah. You guys all have significant others then? Okay, well let's pretend like you.
Kayla's the only one who doesn't.
It's all right, Kaylin. I'm right there with you. It's okay.
Dance and have fun.
Well, no, that's good. But seriously, talk about that because that is important.
Yeah.
And I think there's a, I think your reassurance and who you are as a person obviously plays more into that insecurity than it would anything else. So I think that would be, talk about that. Talk about that. I want to hear it.
So yeah, like I said, my husband wasn't too crazy about it at first. But it was something that I was really passionate about. Like I was almost a year postpartum after I had my baby. And like after you have a baby, you kind of go through like an identity crisis and you're not comfortable with your body. So being able to kind of love my body and being a part of this really helped. And he understood that. I think the most important thing is that he is supportive. And when he came to the Halloween show and he watched it, he was in the crowd. He was like, holy shit. Like, that's what you guys been doing?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know, like, what we actually do and how, like, it's a storyline and how it's not just us dancing half naked on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can see, like, how passionate we are about it and, like, how close we are and, like, we built this sisterhood forever. And ever since then, he's like, wow, like, I love this. And even, like, him being so involved in this season, he's like, I want to be, like, that guy, like, that all the girls can be like, hey, Angela, can you come and help and do this or whatever. Like, he wants to be more a part of the show and, like,
so awesome.
He loves it so much. So
that's
he's
so
definitely
awesome.
Became, like, family to everyone.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Do you have any animals?
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. What about you?
Yeah. I just got a puppy. Like, what about?
I was gonna say how does your dog feel? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So yeah, I kind of alluded to it earlier. So at first, my boyfriend kind of felt similarly, where he was like, "Yeah, I don't know about that," and I was like, "You know, I also don't necessarily feel personally comfortable either, whatever." So then I ended up doing a couple numbers and like. Right after, he's like, God, I wish I would have seen more of you up there. Like, that was so much fun. And so ever since he saw it for the first time, I think to what, you know, kind of what you were saying, like, once you see it, you get it, right? Yeah. Like, conceptually, it's kind of hard to get it at first. You're like, okay, you're dancing up there. Like,
well, I'm ignorant to it, which is why I ask. Because for me, and I'm kind of glad I am, because I can ask it in a more genuine fashion.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you don't know and you just see the Instagram or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to understand the passion. Now that you see the camaraderie, the sisterhood, the empowerment, what you guys are doing together, what the goal is as far as building things, like, that makes all the sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have a storyline behind it, right? That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
What about for you?
So, I've been dating my boyfriend for a little bit over a year. He's actually never seen me perform on stage, so this will be his first time.
Let's go.
He's gonna be
He's gonna be that number one fan. He's gonna need some merch after this.
No, I think he's going to be blown away by the show, but he knows that I go to rehearsal like 3 days a week. Yeah. And he's been really supportive of everything and tells me that he's happy that I'm doing something that makes me happy. So
yeah, that's the best right there. Yeah. That's the best right there. Mm-hmm. Caitlin, as the director though, I'm certain you face more challenges than probably most within this. I'm assuming they're more administrative challenges, right?
Yeah.
What is that like for you, and how do you balance your work life with that as well?
I luckily face every challenge with Jasmine.
And Olivia. And I give Olivia her props. She's not here today.
Okay.
She's
so incredible. We face them together, and it's good because I might handle it one way. You know, we're all kind of different. So we really like level-headedly handle all the problems together, because they come up together. As 35 women. It's a big project, a lot of moving parts. So
yeah,
good support.
Okay.
Lots of logistics. And I think what helps is just kind of having our separate, not separate roles. We're all directors, but we kind of have our niche area. So Olivia, for example, she has a background and a degree in like stage management and that sort of thing. So she can really handle like that side of the house and the acting and the creative side. She's very good at that. And then, you know, I feel like I'm very like, I've been to like the, okay, this is the agenda for what we're talking about today. And I'm sticking to the actions. And so we each kind of have our own thing that kind of helps us, you know, get everything in order. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long is a burlesque practice?
Usually an hour, hour and a half.
Okay, that's not too bad. But you guys are like getting it during practice, right? Like it's probably pretty fucking brutal, right? I saw you guys dancing the other day down at Cocky's. I'm like, I don't know about that. Yeah. I said that takes some serious practice.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you have back-to-back rehearsals. So like a rehearsal for one number is an hour to an hour and a half. But you might have two rehearsals that night for two different numbers. So it could get up to like 3 hours for that night. So it just depends on the schedule and which numbers you're a part of. And
And how many numbers are we doing?
That's what I was kind of thinking. Is it 12 dances and then
the scenes?
And then lots of acting scenes.
I'll check the thing, but
How long does it take to get down like one number between all
to learn it?
Yeah, to like learn it and be like confident with it, right?
Depends on the dance, the choreographer. Like, I would say that's one of our challenge parts there.
Yeah.
Every choreographer, like, they start with a vision, and then by the time you teach it to the dancers, they learn it. You know, there's absences, things change, blah, blah, blah. Not every...
2 months.
Yeah,
I feel
2 months.
You can easily learn.
I'd say 3 months to feel confident.
Yeah,
I'd say you learn it in two, and three is typically when you feel like you can start performing it. Yeah. And then you have that last month. This was a four-month season to, like... the performance element of it.
Have it in your muscle memory.
Yeah, just to not even think twice. It's just what it is. Have you guys ever thought about going like outside of Cleveland and performing?
We thought about Columbus, but I think we have more to do here in Cleveland first.
Yeah.
But it would be cool,
I think that'd be so cool.
Maybe one day.
Kind of go on tour. We put so much effort into these shows, and then we're like ready for the next thing. But it would be cool to kind of tour around with one show. I think this Coyote Ugly show we're gonna 100%. Have to do
again.
Well, I think that would be cool, just because I think the only reason I say it is because you're putting in such an abundance of work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it would be cool, like, for you guys to just like tour around with it, right? And I'm sure a lot of people would love to see it.
Right. It's just getting them to know what we're doing, what they're coming to see, and getting them to like come.
So
go ahead, just
go ahead.
All right, just
show is this Saturday, June 7th at the Globe Iron, which is the new venue. The address is 2320 Center Street, Cleveland, Ohio. We have a 6 p.m. show. Doors open at 5:30. A 9 p.m. show. Doors open at 8:30. You can get tickets in advance at axs.com. You can also get them at the box office at the Agora or the Globe Iron. And you can avoid online ticket fees that way. And then you can also get them at the door on show night, as long as we're not sold out. But if we are sold out, there will be standing room tickets. So no matter what, you can come into the show and get a seat and watch, or stand, if not a seat.
And everybody should be coming out to support these ladies. They're doing something awesome here, and I'm pretty pumped myself to see it.